Wiccans now outnumber Presbyterians in the United States. I was reading a blog on an evangelization site, and this woman who was writing the blog mentioned that fact. And I thought that was sort of odd. I find it hard to believe, but I looked it up, and sure enough, there are more Wiccans now than Presbyterians. If you don't know what Wiccans are witches and warlocks. Not the stereotypical witches and warlocks that we might think, but these are men and women who seek God in all things, or godliness, holiness, if you will, the spirit, some greater power than themselves. And they find a sense of meaning and belonging to all nature and all things. Well, the woman who writes the blog mentions that. She is talking about that along the lines how in recent years mainline religions have been decreasing in numbers. But she says her good friend, who is a Wiccan, talks about some of her beliefs and understandings. And this woman who is a Wiccan says, I really believe there's a unity and communion amongst all people. We need to respect all people. And everyone has a sense of goodness about them, and we need to respect that goodness about them as well. And the world, we need to take care of the world. We need to allow ourselves to live in union with each other, not to resort to violence, but always to be peaceable with each other. And as this woman was talking, she said, I realized how many of her thoughts and ideas and beliefs were like Christianity, very much what we believe and what we profess as well. This understanding of unity and communion with one another, made in an image and likeness of a greater being. All these things that we profess as Christians, this woman also believed in. And throughout this other woman's life, the Wiccan's life, she talks about how she had gone from one religion and one religious expression to another. She did not like mainline religions at all. She said, I was born and raised an Episcopalian. I didn't like that. I tried Catholicism and being a Baptist and evangelical. And none of those things did it for me. She says, I find this in Wiccanism. I find meaning and purpose in my life. And is it interesting because these are seekers. These are people who are seeking for truth, who are looking for understanding, looking for something to ground their lives upon, to set their lives upon, to find meaning and purpose in their lives. And we talk about in our world today, our culture of being spiritual. And these people say, I'm spiritual, I'm not religious. I don't do religion things. And we see that in the last 20 years or so, there has been a huge decrease in active participation, what we call church, as people identify themselves more and more as seekers or nothing at all. And some people, like the U2 song, I still have not found what I'm looking for, roam from one place to another, trying to set their feet. And the solemnity of the Epiphany is a celebration, though, of light and revelation for the whole world. And while our culture suggests that there's this tension between spirituality and religious life, the Magi today show us something very, very important. The gospel story today shows us something very profound. It says when spirituality, when those who are seeking, when they're lifted up by revelation, when the Magi are told by the religious leaders where the Messiah is to be born, they find and we find the object of our longing. St. John Paul II, he was talking about the church and talking about the gifts that we have in our church, the beauty that we have in our church, the awesomeness that is contained within our church. Especially he talks about the Eucharist. And he says that because the church understands that when we speak the name of Jesus in love, we invoke his spiritual presence. And Jesus' spiritual presence, and especially his real presence through the Eucharist, is the most precious possession which the church can have in her journey throughout history. And we keep going back to that the Eucharist is the center of our faith. And we allow ourselves to focus all things, all of our teaching, all of our understanding on the Eucharist, on the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's interesting, there was a study that was done way back in 2008 by Cara. And there's a study of the sacraments of life. And it asked those people who consider themselves as active Catholics, people who are active in Catholicism. And it said, what's the reason you go to church? And the number one reason that people say they go to church is to experience the presence of God. And the number two reason, which follows very, very closely to it, is prayer and reflection. And the number three reason is the ability to receive the Eucharist. Everything else, like church decorations and music and church politics and all the things that are way down the line, but the most important reasons are that experience of God, finding God, discovering God, prayer, reflection, the Eucharist. This is the center of Catholics' lives. And they find in these things the sanctity of human nature and human life. They find in what we preach and what we proclaim, what we live out, the meaning and purposefulness of our lives, the revelation of God the Father and Jesus Christ. And in a very real way, when we look at the gospel today, it's sort of like the Magi are going to Mass. So they travel a long ways. They go from one place to another to the presence of Jesus Christ. They're in a caravan, if you will, so they must have been Dodge fans. But so they get to the place where the Holy Family is, and they find Mary, Joseph, and the child Jesus as well. Some people got that, at least. But they find the Holy Family there, the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what's the thing they do? Well, they kneel. They kneel down in adoration because they're in the presence of the Lord. And they bring their gifts, not just their Sunday envelopes, but their gifts of time and talent and all the gifts that they hold and all the gifts that we have as well. So their talents as well. And they open their hearts to the possibility of God's grace and God's goodness. Their presence expresses the way that Christians enter and participate in the offering of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And more so, we look at the Magi. Where do they find direction? Where do they find understanding of who Jesus Christ is? Through the religious leaders. And to be sure, that's our foundation of faith as well. That from generations, the time that God first spoke to us, from the garden and onwards, we've discovered God's companionship, God's friendship, and God's goodness. And time again, when we wandered far from God's goodness and God's love and God's mercy, God continued to reach into human history and bestow upon us every good thing. And that's our history. The history of the people of God goes back to the Old Testament. It's important that we understand it. It's important that we know that. It's important that we appreciate that. That we belong also now to the covenant. That we also are connected to the tradition of the people of Israel. The law and the prophets are very important for us today. The patriarchs help us understand the loving and merciful nature of our God. That the people of Israel truly are the light of all the nations. And the revelation of God's saving power comes to the people of Israel, the people of the covenant, the people of the law. We also need to understand and recognize that if we are to be guided, we need to pay attention not only to the prophetic message of the Scripture, but also through the teachings and the meditations of our church as well. What we do as a church community, as a people of God. The Ten Commandments are as relevant today as they were at the time of Moses. How we pray is how we believe. Lex orandi, lex credendi. That understand means that what we do, our ritual actions, it really says a lot about what we believe in. How we go through the motions of our religion, how we go through the motions of our rituals. It says a lot of our understanding of that deeper mystery of faith. Because the church rituals, the beauty of its teachings, the beauty of the Mass, the sacraments, and all we come to know connects us to the people of the promise, the people of the covenant, of the good news, the promise of salvation that's first offered to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These are also our forebears. These are also the ones that helped us understand the ways of God and the goodness of God. And religion, and more specifically the church, reveals to us the power and the glory of God and our deep history, our deep understanding of God's love and God's journey with us as we journey with God and one another. And that seekers would do well, not just to seek and not just to wander, but to find God in the Holy Word and the rituals and the teachings as well. God's plan of salvation, St. Paul writes, is that we are all co-heirs of God's glory in Jesus Christ. Every mother's child bears his face. All members of his body share his promise. The wise men entered into a mystery today. they pass from human calculations to a mystery, a conversion of faith, a transformation of their lives, a deeper understanding that the God of our forebears enters into human history to be one with us, that we might become more like God and live with Him forever and always. And our own conversion and discipleship takes place when we allow ourselves to mull over all that we have seen and all that we have heard. So let's ask the Lord Jesus Christ to let us undergo that same journey of conversion and discipleship as experienced by the wise men. May we too encounter the light to all the nations, the source of our salvation, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.